Good afternoon. The Guardia Civil have confirmed that the bodies of two immigrants were recovered off the coast over the weekend. Both of the bodies were lifted from the waters close to Cadiz, with one thought to be that of an adult male near Tarifa. The second was recovered from the sea by a Portuguese naval patrol and was taken to Algeciras for identification. The news came only 2 days after a boat carrying more than 100 illegal immigrants sank on Saturday off Libya, killing 31. According to a study by the International Organization for Migration released on November the 21st, between January the 1st and November the 19th this year, a total of 18,818 immigrants reached Spain, representing a significant increase from the number of approximately 8,000 who arrived last year. The European Central Bank's vice president's position, currently held by Vitor Constancio, who has until the 1st of May to stand down, will probably go to a Spanish candidate, so the economy minister, Luis de Guindos, said earlier. Spain has not held a position on the ECB's executive board since 2012. The board is charged with implementing monetary policy for the 19 member states that use the euro. All executive board members are appointed for an 8-year term that cannot be renewed. De Guindos also dismissed rumours that he was a candidate for the position of Eurogroup head, currently held by Jerome Dijsselbloem. The head of the Catholic Church in Spain has criticised the Declaration of Independence by Catalonia's regional parliament last month, calling it serious and disturbing. Cardinal Ricardo Blázquez Pérez, the president of the Spanish Bishops' Conference, delivered the message at a gathering of clergymen from across Spain in Madrid last week. Over 400 Catalan priests and deacons signed a manifesto in favour of the independence referendum, which was held on October the 1st in defiance of Spain's central government and the courts. Mariano Rajoy's government complained to the Vatican over the issue. A building in Malaga has suffered its seventh fire in recent weeks. The site in the Las Flores area was attended by firefighters after a mattress apparently caught fire. No one was reported injured. Malaga City Council is now waiting for a court to decide whether they can remove squatters from the empty building. Following a series of fires at the property, local police have been forced to visit the site around 25 times this year. The building's most recent occupants were evicted on Sunday. Up to 100 people have squatted in the building despite police efforts to evict the occupiers, many of whom have since returned. The council has now reinforced police surveillance in the Las Flores neighbourhood and provided extra cleaning services in an attempt to solve the issue. And Spanish retail sales fell for the first time in over 3 years last month, with sales in Catalonia dropping sharply. Spanish retail sales fell by 0.1% in October from a year earlier on a calendar-adjusted basis, after increasing by a revised 1.6% in September, so said the National Statistics Institute earlier today. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.